Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
New probe into Irene Gakwa's boyfriend emerges 2 years after her disappearance. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Irene Gakwa, a nursing student from Kenya, disappeared from her Gillette home in February of 2020. Her live-in boyfriend, Nathan Heitman, is currently serving a prison sentence for financial and intellectual property crimes against her. Cowboy State Daily reported, despite being considered a person of interest, Heitman has not been charged in connection with Gakwa's disappearance. Recently, the Torrington Police Department initiated a new and unrelated investigation into Heitman while he is incarcerated at the Wyoming Medium Correctional Facility, but details surrounding the investigation remain unclear. As of now, there are no updates in Irene Gakwa's case, and the investigation into her disappearance continues. The Torrington Police Department initiated a new investigation in November during Heitman's incarceration at the Wyoming Medium Correctional Facility. Heitman had been transferred from the Campbell County Detention Center in late June 2023 and subsequently moved to the Wyoming State Penitentiary in Rawlins. The specific reasons for Heitman's transfer and the nature of the investigation remain unclear due to the Wyoming Department of Corrections policy of not disclosing such information for safety and security reasons. Heitman, who withdrew his sentencing appeal to the Wyoming Supreme Court during the same time period, has no recorded disciplinary infractions. Torrington police have not disclosed details of their investigation into Heitman, citing its ongoing status. Once concluded, the information will be submitted to the Goshen County Attorney for review and potential criminal charges. Senate committee progresses initiatives to safeguard against escalating electricity expenses. The Wyoming Senate Corporation's Business and Economic Development Committee advanced 4 out of 6 bills designed to empower state electric utility regulators to scrutinize system investments impacting Wyoming ratepayers. WyoFile reported, while the bills address different aspects of Wyoming's investments in the Western electrical grid, concerns have been raised about redundancy and potential costs. Some lawmakers argue that transitioning to renewable energy poses reliability risks and unnecessary expenses. Critics, including the Wyoming Public Service Commission and multi-state utilities, Rocky Mountain Power and Black Hills Energy, contend that certain bills duplicate existing powers of the Public Service Commission. Despite some pushback, the committee unanimously advanced Senate File 20, focusing on barring utilities from raising rates for system investments not benefiting Wyoming taxpayers. The committee acknowledged that those bills could strain the Public Service Commission, which may require additional staff and resources. Further revisions are expected before the bills go to the Senate floor. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.